Later today, one community, a nonprofit working toward LGBTQ inclusion, will announce a bipartisan bill to update the state's non-discrimination law. Currently, Arizona has no statewide laws that protect gay and transgender individuals from being fired, denied housing, or refused service. This is the second year in a row this bill has been introduced, but now, says our next guest, Angela Huey, president of One Community, this year's effort has more bipartisan support and statewide businesses backing it. But the announcement of this bill comes at a tricky time for LGBTQ discrimination cases. Just last Tuesday, the Arizona Supreme Court heard a challenge to a Phoenix law that bans discrimination based on sexual orientation from a wedding invitation company called Brush and Nib. So, Angela, with that court case ongoing, have you heard or expect pushback to your proposed bill?
Well, I think that's why a statewide update really is the solution that we need. Currently in Arizona, we only have 6 municipalities that have LGBTQ inclusive ordinances in place. So that means in over 60% of our state, it is not unlawful to deny service, to discriminate in employment or in housing based on a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. So we just want to make sure that we're a state that treats all people fairly. And if you're LGBTQ, your rights shouldn't depend on the zip code that you happen to be in.
How many other states around the country have a law like this?
So there's 19 states, and then there's over 200 municipal ordinances that are LGBTQ inclusive.
So how often is it the case that LGBTQ folks find themselves discriminated against in cases like this? Are there numbers that can summarize this? Is this something that really needs fixing?
The reality is, because it's not unlawful, there's actually not lawful recourse, right?
Right.
So it's tough to identify exactly what those numbers are. There's a great article that just came out in a Scottsdale newspaper that talked about when we were doing some work in the city of Scottsdale a few years back, and the city actually put our unity pledge in their water bill, and they received over 50 really, really discriminatory letters to their city council. So, I mean, I think it demonstrates that laws like these are absolutely important. But then also on the larger scale, if we want to be competitive, if we want to attract and retain top talent and truly create a sustainable Arizona for all of us, then we need to be a state that's truly open for business to everyone.
What are you hearing from the business community in terms of support of this? It says 90% of our top businesses already have sort of a non-discrimination clause like this in their HR papers or in their contracts. Is this necessary?
Oh, absolutely, because businesses can certainly celebrate and protect all of their employees equally in employment, but then their LGBTQ workers, where they live and play, don't have the same protections, right? So the business community resoundingly is very supportive of this. The Greater Phoenix leadership has a unanimous vote of approval from their board. A Greater Phoenix Economic Council is absolutely in support of this. We've had them on panels in the past where they talk about the fact that they're closing over 70% of the business that they get to the finals on, but not being a state that treats all people fairly is consistently a hurdle that they have to overcome. Mm. So let's get rid of these barriers and let's just be a state that chooses to treat all people fairly.
Do you think at this point in sort of the wave of American sentiment about LGBTQ rights and issues that it is a bipartisan issue?
We've always believed that we would have a bipartisan solution because the bottom line is treating people fairly is really not partisan.
Are you not hearing any pushback from Republicans, from the folks who would support something like the Brush and Nib Company, saying that, you know, a non-discrimination law like this is just going to be tantamount to religious discrimination?
Number one, anybody that opposes this, we're certainly happy to sit down and have a cup of coffee with. And in many cases, we just need to educate people. There was a piece that was done, I think about a year ago, that said that 68% of Arizonans mistakenly believed that we had already updated our policies to be LGBTQ inclusive. Mm. So I really think that in most cases, this is really just about educating people on the fact that we're not LGBTQ inclusive, but we absolutely should be.
So in those other 19 states where you've seen laws like this passed, what kinds of difference has it made in terms of the business community, for one, but also just in terms of, I guess, the image? This is almost a PR kind of campaign.
Well, I would say it's a PR kind of campaign, but I would say that it's really impactful when it comes to business expansion and talent attraction. So a couple of things to think about. Number one, if you look at millennials, so these are the business and community leaders of today and tomorrow, 20% of millennials identify as LGBTQ, 63% of millennials identify as allies, and they really want to be in a space that treats all people fairly. There was also an economic development report that was done around the state of Arizona becoming LGBT inclusive. But I think it was $1.8 billion added to our bottom line in the first 10 years, and then $2.8 billion over 20 years.
All right. Angela Huey, president of One Community. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for the opportunity.